This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Well, hello, everyone. I have a question for you, so listen up. What is inexpensive, universal, unlimited, and accessible to all? Well, according to my guest today, the answer to that is energy healing. Brett Bevel has a book, Energy Healing for Everyone, A Path to Wholeness and Awakening. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
See, the first time people hear the word energy healing, you know they start thinking all woo-woo and I can't do that. And they start getting a little nervous, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes they do, yeah. But I find that those who are willing to kind of at least try it out are often pleasantly surprised with the results.
Oh, absolutely. So just tell us a little bit about your path, because you're a Reiki master, correct?
Yes, I am.
And for those who are like, Reiki, what is that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So Reiki is probably, I would say, the most well-known or the most popular form of energy healing. It can be traced back to a Japanese man named Dr. Mikawa Tsui, who lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He came to the United States through a woman named Hawaii Takata shortly before World War II, and she initiated 22 Reiki masters, and then it's been growing exponentially ever since. Reiki literally translates from Japanese as universal life force energy. And those who study Reiki, there's usually either 3 or 4 degrees, depending on which school you're in, though the teachings are relatively the same. And in the first level, a person receives an initiation. They learn how to use the energy on themselves for self-healing and also how to do a treatment on somebody else. And then if they were to go deeper in the system, they receive another initiation. They learn 3 sacred symbols that allow them to focus the energy for mental, emotional healing, to increase the flow of the energy, as well as how to send it distantly. And then in the school that I learned, the 3rd degree is the master level. So you receive another initiation and you learn symbols that teach you how to basically initiate others. There's some schools that break that up into 2 parts. So for them, it's a 4-degree system. But Reiki is really lovely. It's a beautiful form of energy. I would say it certainly started my journey as an energy healer, though I've now expanded into, looking at other forms of healing as well.
Okay, so what is the Light of the Eternal One?
Yeah, the Light of the Eternal One, which is the subject of my book, Energy Healing for Everyone, is a really beautiful, very simple, extremely user-friendly form of energy healing that I've been told through my guidance goes back to the ancient Essenes, who were a mystical sect of Judaism living several hundred years before and after the time of Jesus. And this particular energy has really one primary purpose, which is to really reconnect us with that sense of being one with everything that is, including the higher source of all that is, the divine. And what I've noticed in this particular form of energy is again, I love Reiki and some of the other modalities I do, but this modality is simply just so incredibly easy for a person to use and yet also extremely powerful. Can usually shift a person's consciousness into a very deep state of peace and sometimes even bliss within a matter of minutes. Has one primary hand position, which is hands at the top of the head. So really, if you can touch the top of your head, you can do this work.
Okay, wait, I'm doing it right now. Are we talking palms down on top of my head?
Yeah, palms down on top of your head. And, usually for this particular modality, it would require I do an empowerment, which I could actually do one for you and the audience.
Really?
If you'd like. Yeah, I could.
I just got
one.
Really excited.
Yeah.
Okay.
You and your audience would like that, I could do it, and I could actually talk you through a self-healing with it.
Can we do that? I really want to. Let's do it.
Yeah.
How long will it take?
The actual empowerment literally just takes like a minute or so, and then the actual treatment is just a couple minutes.
I'm
the empowerment and then talk you through it.
All right, I'm ready. Let's hit it.
Okay. So again, you and also this, I'll send this out to all the listeners as well. So the invitation is to just get comfortable, whether it's seated or lying down, just be comfortable. And I'm going to begin just by sending the energy out to you and everybody who's listening to this beautiful radio program. And then I'm going to do a little sort of verbal invocation that's going to bring my higher self in to basically energetically connect you and everybody else to this energy. I sometimes think of it as sort of a software download into your into your energy system. So just go ahead and relax as I do this sort of verbal invocation to make this happen. So by the power of the golden light within, by the power of the sacred breath, I manifest this truth. I now will my higher self to empower everybody who's listening to this radio station, including those who are in the radio station and offering this amazing program, to Light of the Eternal One energy healing. From this point forward, with the assistance of all beings of light and all angels, I manifest this now, so be it. And usually it takes just sort of a split second or two after that last breath for the energy to really kind of come down and through into your system. And so what I want to invite you to do, as well as all of you at home, is literally just take your hands and put them on top of your head and just simply intend that this light that we call Light of the Eternal One begin to flow down from the heavens like a sparkly waterfall of light flowing down through your hands into your skull, literally bathing each cell of your brain with this light that is designed to remind you that you are connected to everything that is, including the divine source. And as that light flows and trickles down from above, down through your hands, into your crown, literally bathing each cell of your brain, it's just continually reminding you that you are not this isolated, lonely, separate piece of the universe, that you are in fact part of a greater whole. And that in remembering that sense of a greater whole, it often brings us into a very deep sense of peace. And at a certain point, everybody who's doing this on themselves, who's listening to this program, you may begin to feel at a certain point a sense of pressure in your hands, or a sense that the light is totally filled up in your skull. And whenever that happens, just keep your hands where they are and just simply shift your intention and intend that the light begin flowing still through your hands, but all the way down to the base of your spine. So you're working primarily now on the spinal cord. So still just intending this light called Light of the Eternal One to keep flowing down from above, down through your hands, through the back of your neck, down through all of your spine, and literally filling up your spine with this light. And again, at a certain point, you may begin to sense or feel or even just imagine that your spine as well as your skull are both filled with this light. And then whenever that happens, I would just invite you to just bring your hands down into a comfortable resting position and just allow yourself to be in the effect of the energy, to just sort of be in the presence of whatever shifts it has brought forth in your consciousness, which for me, when I experience, just often takes me into a place of deep stillness and deep inner peace. And sometimes when I teach it, in workshops, I also notice sometimes it can bring people into a very nonverbal space too, which might be challenging for us on the radio conversation.
Yeah. But I hope it doesn't happen to me, or this is going to be a very quiet interview. Oh my gosh! The one thing I have to tell you was very interesting is when the light was coming down, like into my skull, it wrapped around a portion of my teeth where I tend to clench. At night, and I could feel like this little release. It was so cool. Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Very awesome.
Oh,
that's really cool. And thank you for sharing that, because, you know, it's interesting. When I wrote the book, I really had the feeling that this light was just simply about shifting a person's consciousness. I really wasn't aware so much about, any physical healing properties. But more and more people keep coming to me and saying that as they're doing this, that they're actually feeling, you know, these physical senses of relief or healing accompanying it. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for that. Probably one of the best starts to any interview I've had in a long time. I love that. So if someone is intrigued by this, but say they're real busy, or I'm scared, or I don't know what I'm doing, tell people, again, I know you sort of touched on it, about why it's important, the benefits of energy healing, because someone might say, well, I go to my doctor. That should be enough.
Yeah. So for me, again, this light really brings us into a sense of feeling reconnected to everything that is. I think often in our society, it's very easy for us to feel isolated or disconnected from our community, from our families, from the greater world around us. And this light really is designed to just remind us that we really are part of a greater whole, including the divine, that presence of the divine is with us always. And so as this light comes through, it really just, again, kind of reorients our brain to remembering that. And in remembering that, there's just a sense of wholeness and peace that then begins to radiate out into your body and into your life. Sometimes I use the analogy of doing this treatment being like taking a vitamin. I mean, if you take a vitamin once, you might notice some effect from it. But if you take a vitamin every day, and I really recommend people do this treatment every day, because it literally takes 5 minutes or less. But if you do it every day, it really starts to radiate this sense of peace into your whole being, into your relationships with friends, family, coworkers, into your community, where you just really start to feel almost like there's this oasis of peace existing inside of you. And so for me, just being able to live in a much more peaceful way with the world, you know, helps release a lot of, you know, psychological anxieties, as well as I'm hearing now that there can be a lot of benefits physically from that too.
Oh yeah. And it produces, you know, you're more relaxed, which thereby produces people that can be more productive at work or better to be around, you know, your spouse. So it definitely has far reaching effects. But does anyone need to feel it or see it or even believe in it in order to make it work?
You know, you really don't. It's a funny thing, because I live in upstate New York, and I work at the Omega Institute, and I'm often teaching this work to the staff there. And even though we're closed for the winter, we still have classes for the staff. So I just recently taught a class last week, and funny enough, one of the women who took the class came to me today, and she goes, "You know, I was really very skeptical about your class going into it." She goes, "I don't know much about energy healing. I really don't believe in this kind of thing. But I have to let you know that I found the energy actually helped release a lot of tension and a lot of pain that I'd been having in my neck for the past few weeks. I just wanted to let you know that." So here she was coming in as somebody who's totally not believing in this at all. She was really just kind of doing it because it was a free thing to do during her lunch break. And yet she came away with something that was really useful for her. Mm-hmm. And again, what I really like to emphasize too is that it's really so simple and easy. It's like, well, why not just try it out and see how it works for you?
Absolutely. I was just thinking about a friend of mine. She is pregnant. And when I told her that I was interviewing you, she said, can pregnant women do this? And she basically said, can it hurt the baby? And I'm like, I don't think it can, but I will ask him.
Well, I certainly don't think so. And actually, my wife is pregnant now as well.
Congrats.
I often put my hand on her belly and let the energy flow and, you know, send it to our child to be that's in her womb. And so, you know, I haven't heard of any kind of negative effect from sending energy healing to babies that are still inside the mama. No. So, you know, I've even known in some of the modalities that I've studied where they actually encourage sending to a child before it comes out of the womb, because there's a belief that sometimes you can help release some of the sort of the karmic baggage that might exist for somebody if you bring enough light into their system before they're born in this life.
Ooh, that's a good one, because that does come along with the family. It does. And what about sending it across distances? If you obviously you can't touch someone's head if they live, you know, in another state. So how do we do that?
Yeah. So it's very easy. There's a very simple technique that the book demonstrates where you just simply bring your hands with your pinkies touching and your palms facing upward, sort of an open receptive place. And you simply just imagine or intend that whoever or whatever you're sending this energy to, you just sort of imagine a little miniature of them in your hands. And then you just intend light to flow. And I actually have a really amazing story around this. So the first night that we debuted the book tour was at Omega Institute in late July of this year. And it was in the Ram Dass Library, and we had 91 people at the event. And just before I went on out before the audience, there was a person on staff at Omega whose father had just gone into a coma in Indiana. And even though that person didn't talk to me physically, they relayed a message to me from some other staff that they were asking, and his family were asking, if I and the group of people could send some healing to his father in Indiana. And so I did an empowerment on the group, just as I did now for all of your radio listeners. And as a group, we just did that technique where we simply just brought our hands, with our pinkies touching and palms facing upward, and we just simply intended, even though we didn't know what Brandon's father looked like, we just simply intended that we were holding him in our hands and that this light was going out to him. And literally a couple days after that, a message was relayed to me from somebody who knows Brandon, who said that his father had come out of the coma and that the people at the hospital were actually referring to him as the miracle man because they didn't really think he was going to come out of the coma. So to me, again, I believe that certainly there were other factors at play there, including the love of his family and his own desire to come back into consciousness. But I do believe that energy healing was a part of that greater equation. And so for me, you know, for 91 strangers to be able to execute this particular technique in such a user-friendly, powerful way, it just really demonstrates how easy and how profound this particular modality is.
Wow. Our guest today is Brett Bevel. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Good. Energy healing for everyone, a path to wholeness and awakening. So what was little Brett like? Was little Brett like, were you ever interested in this as a kid? What piqued your interest as a kid?
You know, as a kid, I really wasn't so much interested in this. I think I was more interested in things like politics. Like my family was very into politics, and I think they kind of had this vision that I was going to grow up and be a lawyer and run for elected office or something. I mean, I was really probably interested in those things at much too young of an age. I should have been, you know, out playing with my friends, and they had me, you know, thinking about who was going to be elected for president the next year. So really, on some level, I feel like I missed out on part of my childhood because I was really almost encouraged, I think, in a way to be a little bit too intellectual and too adult as a child. And so actually, after I graduated college and sort of began going deeper on my own healing journey, I really had to kind of rekindle that inner child and get to know it again. I've turned out very different, I think, than maybe my family intended or thought I would become.
Mm-hmm. And what was your first experience where you went, oh, wow, this energy thing, there's something to it, or I'm intrigued by it?
Yeah, so, I mean, my first real taste of energy healing in a sort of very clear, direct way, mm-hmm. happened in the early 1990s after I had a very challenging experience at the NYU Dental Center. I had a roommate at the time who happened to be a Reiki practitioner, and he never really talked about Reiki. I didn't really know what it was. But when he saw me come home after that very challenging experience, I probably looked like I'd been punched in the mouth by Joe Frazier or Muhammad Ali or somebody. And so he immediately offered to do some Reiki on me, and I felt almost instantly when he began doing the treatment on me, I felt a connection to something that felt much larger than him and much larger than me, and perhaps most importantly, much larger than the pain I was experiencing. And it allowed me to really go into this deep place of surrender and grace. And from that moment, I really knew that I wanted to study this and just learn more about it.
Oh, so if someone's not into Reiki or into meditation or any of this, can they still become an energy healer?
Yes, they can. They can. And I again, just to go back about my experience at Omega. So, you know, there's the woman who mentioned that during lunch today,
right,
about her experience last week. And there was another woman who came to my class today, because I teach it once a week. And she came to my class today, and she was very, I wouldn't say a non-believer, but she was very skeptical and asking a lot of questions and just, I think the whole kind of woo-woo thing was not what she wanted to hear. So I basically didn't even talk about that part. I said, you know, let me just do a demo on you. If you like it, I'll empower you and teach you how to use it. You know, we don't really need to go into all this other stuff, and let's just stick with your own feeling of the energy. And so, you know, so I did a short treatment on her, and I think to her surprise, it brought her into a very peaceful place. And then so she decided to go ahead and get the empowerment. So I did an empowerment on her, and now she has it with her from this day forward. And she may, you know, she may not be into the sort of more esoteric aspects of it that I often enjoy, but that doesn't matter. As long as that energy brings her a sense of peace and helps her world and helps her life, that's really all that matters.
I have to say, your book is very user-friendly, because I want everyone to know that if you get Energy Healing for Everyone, this is Brett's latest book, even just taking it nice and slow through these pages and really understanding how you feel when you read it. Maybe you won't understand everything that's written, but there's going to be takeaways that are going to help you to feel better in everyday life. That's what I got from it. And it's a great starting point, because, you know, I'm into all of this, but there are some of my friends that, you know, this is too overwhelming for them. It's too overwhelming. So it's good to have a book like yours where, as a starting point, everybody can read. So start with that. See how you feel when you're holding the book. Do, you know, the suggestions that Brett is talking about. And then just take a slight inventory. Like when I could feel that energy wrapping around that tooth or that side of my jaw, I went, oh, that's right. That's the side that I clench on. So, I mean, we're not talking about miraculous healing. We're talking about adding one thing upon the next, which then allows you to feel miraculously better. That's my personal opinion about this. So
I love the way you put it.
Oh, good. Excellent. You can use that if you need to, Brett.
Yeah.
Well, the book is called Energy Healing for Everyone, A Path to Wholeness and Awakening by Brett Bevel. And we have come to the point that we like to call the RL3, which is three silly, goofy questions that we love to sort of ambush our guests with. And so lucky you. Here is your first question. Are you ready, sir?
I guess so. Let's give it a try.
All right. What remains undone that you have wanted to get done for years?
Oh, yeah. So for me, it's weird because I don't think about it that much, but when this question or this kind of question pops up, there's part of me that just really wants to travel to Russia at some point. And I don't know why. I know that my books sell well there, but I've had this feeling even before my books sold well there. So it seems like there's something in that part of the world that I'm supposed to see or experience. And I don't know what it is, but it just keeps calling me.
Maybe you had a past life there or something.
Very possible, yeah.
It'd be like coming home to Russia. Okay, here is your second question. Which temptation do you try the hardest to resist?
Which temptation do I try the hardest to resist? Well, I would say it's probably lust. You know, I mean, it's just having to be mindful of just not, not letting that part of my being, go where it could go. Because I think that's certainly, you know, if we just let that part of ourselves rule our lives, it could get, you know, quite challenging.
That is a very honest answer, Brett. I love that.
I try to be honest.
That's great. And this third one that we like to do, some people call it something else, but we call it your fantasy name, which means we're going to take the name of your very first pet, and then we're going to add it to the first street that you grew up on, where you grew up on. So what would be your name? What's the first pet you ever had?
Oh, Alfred.
Okay, so far your name is Alfred, and the street you grew up on?
Palomas.
Palomas?
Yeah, Palomas.
Alfred Palomas. You have written a wonderful book, and we thank you. for being with us today. Alfred Palomas, doesn't he sound like a thinker? Like that's he would rule the world. He's like maybe astronomer or astrologer or an explorer. That's what I love. And look at what you've turned to do. So thank you so much for sharing your time, your energy, this healing. That first part was just amazing. So everybody, when use what has happened, you've listened to this. So go about the rest of your day and see how you feel. See what changes happen. See what your thought processes are about, maybe somebody is being impatient in front of you in the line in front of you. Would that normally aggravate you, but yet it didn't this time? Or even, you know, tonight I'm going to see if I'm clenching my teeth or not. I'm going to try that.
And I want to say, too, you know, I mean, all of you who've listened to this and who've received the empowerment, you have it from this day forward. It's not going to expire in 24 hours or 30 days. So, you know, whenever you're feeling disconnected or you need a sort of a reboost of that energy, literally just put your hands on your head and just simply intend the energy to flow first on the brain and then down the spine.
Lovely. Thank you so much for being with us, Brett. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Oh, thank you.